26a.
Okay, so now we're going to review some basic stuff that we've been saying till now, so that we are up to speed with this next page. The basic review is, come on, let's go. On Chaf Hey Omen Aleph, we started with a discussion between Hananya in the name of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoina. We said that the machlokas, in the two cases in the Mishnah, we had one case where there was no machlokas, one case where there was a machlokas. The case where there was no machlokas was where the two leavening items fell into the Issa together. The Isser and the Heter together. That case, Osser. Everybody holds its Osser. Because, simply put, the leavening agents both acted on the Issa together, therefore, even though it ultimately ended up being Pogame, but in the beginning it certainly was not Pogame, in that case, there's no question, it's Osser. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That was Chulin nafal tach isa, achak nafal sar shal truma or sar shal kol yakarim. And they both had kedei l'chametz, it's osur. So that's the first case. The second case in the Mishnah where there was a machlokas was where first the heter fell in and chimtza, and then the isser fell in and it was chimtza, more. So there, the second one's falling in is really completely lifgam. The Tanakhama still says it's osur, and Reb Shimon holds its mutter. So, the way we're going to learn, Pashat, is that there was machlokas here, whether Noisin Tamlev Gam is mutter or osur. That seems to be the machlokas. Reb Shimon says, since the second isur that fell in was completely Livgam, because it already had Chimsa, therefore it's mutter, and the Tanakhama seems to hold, no, it's osur. Now the Gemara had a machlokas. Is Reb Shimon arguing even on the first case? We had Hananya B'Shem Reb Yochanan saying he argues even in the first case, meaning he holds that since ultimately it was Pogame, doesn't matter that it was all right at the beginning, he still holds its mutter. And Reb Yoina felt, no, not like that. Reb Yoina felt, no, that's not true. He only argued in the second case, not in the first case. Remember that. Reb Yoina held, he only argued in the second case, not in the first case. Now, we had another machlokas. It's machlokas after machlokas after machlokas after machlokas. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah. We had a machlokas trying to learn the Mishnah. Now we have another machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon in a brisa that's a discussion. The highest level is Nois and Talmud Gam Osar. Reb Meir holds it is. And Reb Shimon holds it's not. Reb Shimon holds Nois and Talmud Gam is mutter. Reb Meir holds Nois and Talmud Gam is Osar. There's no such thing as Nois and Talmud Gam. L'chayra, that's the way it is. Now, is a machlokas between Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Is there ever a case where a mayor will agree the Nois and Tam Lefgam is mutter? Rish Lakish holds yes. Most cases where it's Lefgam made kara, even a mayor will agree Nois and Tam Lefgam is mutter. When do they argue according to Rish Lakish? When it was Leshevach in the beginning, and then it was Pogim. That's where a mayor holds its osur. But if it was Pogim made kara, there's no machlokas. That's Rish Lakish's opinion. Reb Yochanan holds, no, that's not correct. Bain, whether it was Pogam Mitfilah, and then it was Shevach, whether it was Shevach Mitfilah, and then it was Pogam, there's always a machlokas, and Meir always holds, is Nois and Talmud Gam is Osar, and Reb Shimon holds, it's always Mutter. Now, we have a discussion now. Right? So we have you followed all the machlokas, right? I gave you four machlokas. Now, Reb Yoina, now a chafav. We're going to talk about Reb Yoina asking Akasha on Rish Lakish's approach. Rish Lakish's approach in Reb Meir is that if it was L'shevach Meikara, then it will be mutter. So now he's going to ask them a question from our Mishnah. Now, let's just remember what Rabbi Yonah felt. Rabbi Yonah felt that there was a machlokas in the Reisha. So let's leave the Reisha out then. The Reisha is not a discussion between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Everybody is going to hold the Reisha according to Rabbi Yonah's approach is awesome. So that's going to leave that off the table for now, right? That's a case of, in his opinion, that this one was L'shemach and this one was L'shemach. This is his language. They were both Meshabeach in the beginning. That everybody holds is going to be awesome. What is going to be the focus of his argument is going to be the Sefer. So the Sefer is a stira to Rish Lakish, especially the way he's learning the Mishnah. What does Rish Lakish say? Rish Lakish says that Reb Meir holds that if it was L'shemach Meikara, that it would be mutter, because the nice long gum is mutter, even according to a mayor, if it was L'shaveach, L'shaveach main korah. Now, in the Seifa of the Mishnah, what happened, what was the order in which it happened? It happened, there was a Shavach, because, in other words, there was, not that the Issa was a Shavach, first fell in the Heter, and that was machmetz the whole thing, that's the Seifa. Then, after that, the Issa came in, right? Okay. So it was Meikara.
Oh, gosh. That's a stretch.
Listen for a second. It's not a stretch at all. It was Meikara. The Isser came in Lufgam in the Sefer. It was never...
Hello.
We have to discuss. What is the impact of the Taruvus of the Isser on this Issa? So in the Sefer, the Heter fell in first, and it was Machmetz. Then the Isser fell in. What's it going to do now? Only thing it can do is make it Pogum. It's Pogum. Right? It's Pogum Meikara. Reb Shimon holds it's Mutter, because Nisan Talmud Gam is Mutter. But the Tanakama holds it's Osir. That's Reb Meir. So it comes out, Reb Meir is Beferish, not like Rish Lakish in our Mishnah. Are you following all this? You got to follow it all, otherwise you're not going to know what's flying.
I hear the information, I just don't see that in the Mishnah, because it's two different items. The fact that they're two different items...
What do you mean by two different items? What's two different items?
The first thing that made it...
They're all sourdough.
Sourdough of Chulin fell in first. It was Machmas the Isa. Now, after it was fully Mochumots, the Isser fell in, the Sorshal Truma, for example,
the other way around.
Fell in. No.
The Heter fell in first.
That's what I just said. The Heter fell in first. It was Machmas it. And then the Isser fell in, the Sorshal Truma fell in. After it was already completely Muhammad's, and at that point forward, the Tanakhama holds its Osir.
The
Gam,
that's why.
Because he holds the Talmud Gam as Osir, which is the sheet of a mayor, but not according to Rish Lakish.
What's the Talmud Gam in that case? That it's Truma, or that it's not tasting right?
It's not tasting right. It's sourdough.
The fact that it's Truma doesn't make a Talmud Gam. So that's the taste.
Right? So that's Rav Yonah's Ebaya. Don't try to fit it into the words. That's why I'm speaking it out. The words are going to be very difficult to fit in. This is the way the Masver, the first Kasha of Rav Yonah. Now we're going to read it inside. And if you can figure out how to fit it, what I just said, into the words, kol kavod. But this is the way they're explaining this Kasha. On Rav Yonah, Tzarkal ha'dad Rish Lakish. We have a problem on Rish Lakish. Lokein savarein l'meima, ma pligin. Didn't
By the way, whose pshat is this? When you say they learn it this way.
This is what I'm gathering from different people that I've looked at. I can't point to a specific name on the page. Maybe it's a little bit of Mara Foldo, a little bit of the Ptei Moshe. I'll say I think for sure it's Ptei Moshe. But I think also Reb Chaim may be Masber this way. Yeah, I can't answer the question so clearly. Let's see if we can figure it out. So Rabbi Yonah, it sounds like a good kasha, no? So Rabbi Yonah, we have a problem on Rish Lakish. that when are they arguing? When they were both being mechametz with their all koyach, meaning the heter came in and was machmetz with all its koyach, and then the iser came in and was machmetz with all its koyach. Nafal social chulin tchila, meaning the case is an example of social chulin first. That's the safer. Now the aval here, it really is not going to make much sense. Aval and nafal social truma tchila kvar neschamtza chayisa. I don't know what the aval is. Now, I will say aval here doesn't mean but. It means now that, in other words, like aval avosenu, aval anachnu avosenu chatonu, that aval doesn't mean but. Everybody knows that aval is, but in truth, right? So it's more like subas. Aval, it's true, right? That's the pshat. So in nafal social truma tchila karnes chamsa, when it fell in first, it already had become chametz from the heter. I feel enough for social chulin tchila nasik mishishmiach mekar v'achak pagam. Those words b'chlal don't make any sense according to the way I'm being masbrit. I can't explain that line. It doesn't make any sense.
Which one?
The line from I feel enough for social chulin tchila nasik mishishmiach mekar v'achak pagam. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, because if we're talking about where they both fell in to begin with, that's the ratio, not the seifa. So why all of a sudden are we missing a rye in that case? It doesn't make a lot of sense.
We're talking about the seora, so I had to fell in first, right? That's the seifa of the Mishnah.
Well, that's what we've been talking about the whole time. Why is he throwing in afilu now? And why does it mean nasa kamisha hishbiach? The iser wasn't mashbiach. The iser was never mashbiach in that case. The only place where the iser was mashbiach was in the resha. We're talking about in the seifa. It doesn't make any sense. Trust me. I spent a lot of time on this. It makes no sense. Okay, you just have to accept it. Chazar Abiyayna Umar. So he went ahead and he had the following idea. This is his new idea. His idea is now going to introduce us to an idea, which is that when the woman puts in the Esau in the Sefer, so she puts in not 100% of what she really needs to put in there. Because she's a little afraid, who knows, maybe. It could be it's an ingredient thing, you know, she's being cautious not to put in too much salt, because she doesn't want to make it taste sour. Or another way of putting it is she'll put in enough to do, let's say, 90% of the leavening. But the last 10%, she really doesn't want to make it so it's going to leaven at max value, because maybe the oven, which is being a shared oven across the neighborhood here we're talking about, I'm talking about where you have your own private, individual, you know, beautiful oven from Lakewood. They're not talking about those kind of ovens. They're talking about the oven which is shared in the whole neighborhood. So she might have to wait for an hour till she can get her Issa in there. So what she does is she puts in 90% of what she needs to put in. Okay, so that means, if that's the case, there's room, she's left room
for the
Esther to be Shavach Meikara. So when the subsequent Truma falls in the safe I'm talking about, it was Chimsa. It doesn't mean it was completely Chimsa. It was 90% of Chimsa. But there's still 10% left. And that was her intent. And that's the safer. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda wanted to say in such a svara. That's what it says.